This is the President's Club, brought to you by Petawawa Toyota. Today we're speaking with Marcel Mantha, director of the Pembroke chapter of the Rotary Club. Marcel, thank you very much for joining us. Let's kick it off by having you tell us how the Rotary Club got its start. Maybe tell us what you might consider your main objective.
It started in the local Rotary Club started in 1943. It was basically set up to foster fellowship, community involvement, support for our community. We have across the world 31,000 Rotary Clubs, over a million members. We're in 136 different countries. Our main objective, of course, is to build fellowship, support our community, work towards the betterment of our community. We support many, many things in our community. The main item, of course, is Rotary Park.
Marcel, I know it's difficult to narrow it down to one objective like that, but it does give us a pretty good idea as to what you consider to be, you know, your main point of interest. What would you consider to be the biggest challenge you and your chapter have faced?
Some of the challenges we face, especially now, it started with prior to COVID, is, of course, maintaining our membership. We have a strong membership. We just are not as strong as we were, say, prior to COVID. We were running usually 35, 40, 45 members in Pembroke. We're about 15 active members in Pembroke now.
Right. Well, there's no question that COVID hindered just about everybody's plans when it hit. Tell me, Marcel, you mentioned Rotary Park. Is that high on your list these days? And are you working on anything outside of Pembroke, you know, that our listeners might want to learn about?
We're going to be certainly working on Rotary Park. Rotary Park is a fairly big demand on us. One of our international commitments, of course, has been to eradicate polio, where the Rotary Club, as across the world, mind you, has put in over $1 billion to eradicate polio. We were almost there, but we're back at it again. We're sponsoring the eradication of polio across the world.
Well, that is a pretty monumental task, I'm sure you would agree. Marcel, I understand the criteria for joining the Rotary Club has changed over the years. Tell me, who does your club attract and why?
We had to be a professional to join, for example, a lawyer, a teacher. Now we've expanded it to include almost every walk of society. We're very proud of the fact that we can accommodate seniors. We love to have seniors in the club because seniors don't have the responsibilities of a family member. So we can certainly use some help that way. But we attract because we are a club based on dedication to fellowship and dedication to the community.
Now, you don't conduct your activities in a vacuum, do you? You welcome, you know, collaboration with other clubs, isn't that right?
We also partner with the Kiwanis Club in doing the Christmas toy drive. We are a partner with Kiwanis, which is really nice when you can see two clubs get together for the benefit of the community as a whole.
Marcel, I have certainly learned a lot more than I knew about your organization than when you came in, and it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with me and our listeners. I wish you all the best in 2025, and we certainly hope that plenty of folks listen to this and get themselves involved.
Richard, I certainly want to thank you and MyFM, my wonderful radio station, for all the help and assistance they've given us in the past and that they will continue to give us in the future. Thank you very much.
For more features as part of our President's Club series, visit pembroketoday.ca.